The brother asked a question that during the riots which took place in Bombay in 1992 and 1993, many people were afraid of their lives and many people removed the label. So is it right to remove the label during such things? Every rule has an exception. And the Quran clearly mentions that if under compulsion, unwillingly, you can even do shirk. For example, if someone puts a gun on your temple, on your head, and asks you, are you a Muslim or a mushrik? Deep within your heart, you know that I'm a Muslim. But to save your life under compulsion, as a last resort, the Quran gives you an option that you can tell a lie in this situation. If life and death is the question, only at this situation. Similarly, if during riots you're living in a non-Muslim area, and suppose if you step out and your life will be in danger, in such situation, if you remove your label, inshallah, Allah will forgive you. For example, if in a riot around the corner, a non-Muslim puts a gun on your temple, Muslim or non-Muslim, you have option of saying you're a Muslim and become shaheed, or say I'm a non-Muslim and get saved. Both is allowed. If round the corner no one is watching me, what is the use? I have option of either say I'm Muslim, become shaheed, or say I'm a non-Muslim, Quran gives permission. So here if a person says I'm a non-Muslim and saves his life so that he can spread Islam afterwards, alhamdulillah. Similarly, if someone asks me on a stage where there are hundreds and thousands of people watching me, are you a Muslim or non-Muslim? Here also I have the option both of either saying I'm Muslim or non-Muslim. But here, the hikmah may say that if I give shahada, there are hundreds and thousands of people watching me. It may boost up the morale. I may prefer saying I'm a Muslim and become shaheed, alhamdulillah. So Quran gives both the permission and the compulsion. Like the Quran says in Surah Baqarah chapter number 2 verse number 173, Surah Maidah chapter number 5 verse number 3, in Surah An'am chapter 6 verse 145, and in Surah Nahl chapter number 16 verse 115, that if unwillingly, if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is Rahman or Rahim. That after saying that pork is forbidden for you, if unwillingly, if you're dying of hunger, if pork is the only thing you can find, if you have gone in a boat and you have no food and someone offers you pork, for your survival, you can eat that much which is sufficient for you to survive, not eat your tummy full. But the moment you come on the shore, again it becomes prohibited. So to save your life, Islam gives permission, under compulsion, unwillingly if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is Rahman or Rahim. Here you have an option that if you feel your life is in danger or you cannot bear the mental torture, no problem. But alhamdulillah, I do know that there are few people who remove the label, and many of them, the moment the atmosphere became cordial, they wore the label again. But I know of hundreds of Muslims who did not wear the label before the riots. But after observing the riots, the morale was boosted and they started wearing the label. I personally know of hundreds of Muslims, alhamdulillah, who after the riots wore the label. Seeing that, okay, this was the situation. We were in a problem. We should identify ourselves as Muslims. The moment the mental shock of the riots was over, alhamdulillah, many Muslims wore the label after the riots. Hope that answers the question.